नन्दप्रजेस्त्रीणां पादर्णुमभीक्ष्णसा जसां हरिकथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय, भक्त विघ्न विनाश शंकर नृसिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सर्व विश्वव्रता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय, ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय, ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय, चातुर्मास्य व्रत की जय, जय व्रतपालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय, ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती की जय, जय भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज शुभाविर्भाव तिथि माम सब की जय, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे। महाराज बोलो शुरू करो, फिर बोलेगा मैं सन्यासी का कोई मर्यादा नहीं देता है, कथा नहीं करने देता है, कीर्तन नहीं करने देता है, फिर हम लोग का अपराध और होगा, तो पूरा गोष्ठी समेत सब जाएंगे। इससे आप शुरुआत करो, आपका सम्मान मतलब सब सन्यासियों का सम्मान है, परंपरा का सम्मान है, फिर मैं बोलूँगा। दे दे भाई।
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। नेहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजरसशिखं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट फॉर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इतलाई श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड इतलाई श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and to especially Nitlai Shrimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Gosai Maharaj, whose auspicious Avirbhav Tithi we're observing today. So in the order of Shri Guru and Vaishnavas, offer a few words of Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of this near and dear associate, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So we hear that just as Mahaprabhu appeared with all his associates, similarly, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he appeared with all his associates as well for the deliverance of this world. We hear that during the time of Prabhupada, Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma in itself had become very polluted, the conceptions of Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma. Mahamantra was being chanted and being sung in places, in funeral processions, and people were doing many sorts of illicit things, illicit activities in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed to Sri Radha and Krishna that they send one of their eternal associates to help him in this mission. So then, the glance of Srimati Radhika, her dearmost maidservant Nayanmani Manjari, she appeared in this world as the son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And beginning from his
very boyhood, youth, this great personality, Prabhupada, took it upon himself to rescue the entire world from the rescue the entire world from this Sahajism, from the Babaji's. No, he took it upon himself. So then we hear that Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they had so many disciples. No, they had everything and they preached everywhere. But Prabhupada, we see, he had no one. He had nothing actually. No wealth, no property, no followers, nothing. But then still, he said, anyhow, I will push on. And then he did his Chandrayan Vrat, means eating, gradually increasing his eating until Purnima, and then until Amavasya reduce. And this way Panchatattva himself, and then when he finished his Shatakoti Nama Yagya, his 100 crore chanting of the Mahamantra, Panchatattva themselves appeared and gave him darshan. And this way, they said, don't worry, you start this mission of preaching and we will help you. We will send our near and dear associates to help you in this mission. So then gradually, all these near and dear associates of Prabhupada, they appeared. And then among one of them was Sri Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So as we hear, before his name was, when he was born in Ganganandapur in Jasor district. And Bhaktiratna Thakur was his Vartna Pradarshak Guru. So Bhaktiratna Thakur, he was a godbrother of Bhaktinath Thakur in one sense, because he was also initiated by Vipin Bihari Goswami. So then Bhaktiratna Thakur, he was like the Siksha Guru of Puri Maharaj. He used to like invite him to all the Namahatta programs. At that time there was no Namahatta, there was like this Prapannashram, which was jointly established by Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Srila Bhaktinath Thakur. So he would invite him. And his father had named him as Pramod Bhushan, because automatically, since he was very young, he was very inclined to listen to music. He was very much interested in music. He said, all right, your name will be Pramod Bhushan. And then his mother also nicknamed him as Teen Kadi, means like pet name, because it was a custom in Bengal that any newborn baby who is born, to protect this newborn baby from any bad influence, they place some coins near the baby and make sure that the ghost or an evil spirit will not come near. So he was named like that. So then gradually, because his father was an orthodox Brahmin, he had to listen to Harikatha in a very hidden way. Because in Bengal, the smarter Brahmins are very much against the Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma. So then, whenever Bhaktiratna Thakur would come, Puri Maharaj would, in a very discreet way, in a very hidden way, he would go and listen to his katha. And this way, gradually he started blossoming. And then he had his own deity, Madan Mohan. And then he would always, this Madan Mohan deity was given to him by Bhakti Ratna Thakur. So he would look after this deity also with so much love and affection. So when, even when Puri Maharaj was in his old age also, he used to have darshan of this deity, Madan Mohan deity. It is said the Madan Mohan deity was later moved to a temple near Krishnanagar. Before, Madan Mohan was in Ganganandapur, but after partition happened in India, he was moved near Krishnanagar. So once the disciples of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, they noticed one slight crack on his leg, on Madan Mohan's leg. So they asked Puri Maharaj that why this slight crack on his leg? What happened? So Puri Maharaj said, oh, you don't know. Madan Mohan is very naughty. Once he was climbing up the tree, he wanted some nice fruits, but while grabbing all of the fruits, he slipped and he fell, he said. So therefore, he has this crack on his leg, he said. And so Puri Maharaj used to have so much love for his deity, Madan Mohan, even though he lived far apart from him. So this way, Puri Maharaj, as he grew up, he studied, and then he started working in the port commission. And then it is said even had the darshan of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj on the day of his disappearance. Means when he entered into Samadhi, he had his darshan then 1915. So then gradually he heard Prabhupada's katha in Ultarangi Junction in Kolkata. And then there, from then on, he was so much attracted this preaching of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Because before, people used to think that the Vedas, Upanishads would only be discussed in the forests. But here, Prabhupada was speaking on the Vedas and Upanishads even in the cities. And his preaching had expanded so much. Prabhupada even had a disciple from Kerala, Malayali. His name was Gaur Gunananda. Gaur Gunananda Brahmachari. He was a Malayali. So he even had disciples from Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, like Purushottam Prabhu, who compiled this book, Stavakalpadrum. And also he translated Chaitanya Shikshamrita into Telugu. He was also from Andhra Pradesh, somewhere near Guntur. So he had disciples from everywhere, and from all walks of life, every part of the country. So Puri Maharaj so much attracted to him. And then automatically on Janmashtami, he joined this mission. He was given this name, Pranavananda. And Prabhupada told him, since you have a flair for writing, you should write articles. So then he said, how can I write? I have no strength, I have no capability. He said, no capacity. So then Prabhupada himself held his hand and he said, and he made him write, Shri Guru Gauranga Jayate. And Puri Maharaj says, since then, my hand has not stopped writing. Even until he disappeared, his hand would be shaking so much. He couldn't even write, but still something he'd be writing. And this way he continued seva until his disappearance. So then also he was very much involved in the Dainik, Nadia Prakash, Gaudiya, all these publications. So therefore he was given this title Upadeshak, and also Maha Upadeshak, and also Pratya Vidyalankar, means he was decorated with this ornament of knowledge. So this way he even wrote the summaries for all the, for every chapter of the Bhagavatam, for every chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He did everything. And he would sing in the radio. He sang this Gopinath Mamani Vedana Suno in the radio in Darjeeling. And Prabhupada was so happy with him. He was weeping, saying, just see how much sentiment bhav he's singing. So this way Prabhupada even had him preach in many different areas also. And he also had him engage in his pujari seva. So there is this famous incident that we know about, that the founder of this Banaras Hindu University, Madan Mohan Malviya, he said, how can you publish a newspaper every day on spiritual topics? I cannot understand. So astonishing. Prabhupada said, you know what is more astonishing? That a scholar like you can say this. You see, the material world in itself is such a small fraction of the entire creation. This universe is like a drop of a drop in the ocean. And it's like nothing. And still they're publishing newspapers every day. And ours is like corresponding to the spiritual world. And even one newspaper every moment will not suffice. And you're saying that, how can you publish a newspaper every day? So he said, this baffles me, Prabhupada told him. So he said, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he continued on with his seva. And even after Prabhupada's disappearance, he was a pujari in Chaitanya Math. And he continued his seva then also. Then after that, he stayed for some time in Ambika Kalna. There he was serving the deity of Ananta Vasudev, organizing so many festivals. There it is said that some disciples of Bhakti Shraman Kusum Maharaj and the other Guru Varga, they wanted sannyas from him. So they approached him. He said, please give us sannyas. Puri Maharaj said, okay, you come on Nityanand Trayodashi, I'll give you sannyas. So then when they came on one day before, they said, will you give us sannyas? And he said, I cannot give, he said, because I've gotten a letter from the main temple, Chaitanya Math, and they're very unhappy. So he said, like, no, in my old age, how can I fight with anyone? He said, no, I'm sorry, he said. But anyhow, you stay tomorrow for Nityanand Trayodashi, and then you leave. Take prasad, and then you leave. So the next day in the morning, he looked at them and he said, oh, I'm giving you sannyas now, he said. Then they said, how did you change your mind so quickly? He said, what can I do? Nityanand Prabhu is troubling me so much, he said. He said, I don't want to initiate anyone, but he himself is always coming and troubling me. So therefore, Puri Maharaj, he gave sannyas to so many. So it was on the order of Nityananda Prabhu. Not by his own will. Say only by, he's because he's troubling me so much, I'm giving sannyas to so many, he said. Even like new people, one day before that come and ask him, he'd give them sannyas. Okay, take, he said. So he was. And it is said that his godbrothers also, Radharani herself would come and instruct them, saying, go and take sannyas from this maidservant of mine. Go and take from her, from him. So they would all go and take from him. This way, he was such a simple Vaishnava. So many instances from his life can be seen. Once he was in the railway station, and like he wanted to go to Medinipur, somewhere in the train. So when he was sitting there, some man, he came and he said, "Oh, Maharaj, you come with me," he said. "I'll pay for your ticket. We'll go together in the train," he said. So then Puri Maharaj said, "No need," he said. "No, why should you waste your money on me?" he said. "No need, no need," he said. So then he said, "No, no, Maharaj, I want to do, please, he said. So then Puri Maharaj, he was so simple-hearted. So this man, he saw 100 rupees in Puri Maharaj's pocket. He said, "All right, Maharaj, I can get you some change at least. This small seva I can do for you," he said. So Puri Maharaj said, "All right, take this 100 rupees, you can get some change for me." So then he took the change and Puri Maharaj kept waiting for him 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, he never came back. So then some person asked him, "Why are you waiting?" He said, "Oh, some man, he took money from me to get change, but he never came back." So then he's like, "Maharaj, sorry, that man is actually, he cheated you." So then Puri Maharaj said, "Oh, really, he cheated me?" He said. Oh, "What to do?" Then he said, "Krishna, he didn't want me to have that money. So what can I do?" he said. So then he left. So then once he was also traveling somewhere, and some youth, he had his hand on his head. He put his hand on Puri Maharaj's head like this. And everyone was seeing, they got so angry. "Who is this guy putting his hand on Puri Maharaj's head?" And they're just chastising him so much. Puri Maharaj said, "Hey, why are you chastising him? None of you give blessings. At least he is giving me his blessings. And you're disturbing him also. Don't do like this," he said. So then once it is said that he had to travel from Calcutta to Delhi. So then they arranged a plane ticket for him. So then by then Puri Maharaj not even traveled in the plane even once also. So then when they arranged this ticket for him, he said, "Oh, plane, where can I get so much money from?" he said. "How can I even pay them?" he said. "Who's arranged this ticket for me? How can I pay them? Bring my bag," he said. "Let's see how much pranami I have." Then they opened the bag. He only had some 5 rupees there. That's all. He said, "Only 5 rupees. How can I even pay these people back?" he said. So then they said, "Maharaj, please don't worry," he said. "Anyhow, you please come." So then when he got on the train, when he got on the plane from Calcutta, and then when he got down in Delhi, and from Delhi when they arranged a taxi for him all the way to Vrindavan, all the others, they stopped in between. They ate samosas, they drank cool drinks, they ate so many things. And then they asked Puri Maharaj, "Maharaj, you're not eating anything, drinking anything." Then Puri Maharaj said, "How can I eat?" he said. "Unless I have darshan of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, unless I have a bath, unless I chant my anik there, how can I even drink a single drop of water?" he said. So then everyone was so ashamed that they were all eating like this in front of him, but he had not even taken a single drop of water. So this way, he came and he stayed there in Gopinath Gaudiyamath in Vrindavan, very special place. In that place, if you see the deity of Balaram, his eye, one of his eyes are looking upwards, if you can see. Because it is said that Vijay Krishna Goswami, who was like the spiritual master of Srila Param Gurudev's parents, he used to have his bhajan kutir on the first floor. So therefore, Baladev, he would keep looking at him always. So therefore, his eyes are pointed up. So say Puri Maharaj also, he would stay there in the temple and do his bhajan there. So this way, we heard many instances of his life, especially how intimate Srila Gurudev was with him. And we've heard that when Puri Maharaj, he himself would do all the deity installation for all the temples. But when Gurudev would go with him, he would personally tell Gurudev that, "You do," he'd say. "Because you've learned so much from me, you do," he'd say. And Gurudev would do under his guidance. Even Puri Maharaj had a book with all the mantras, with everything. And he gave Gurudev this book. He said, "You take this book," he said. Gurudev said, "I still have this book," he said, "that Puri Maharaj gave me," he said. And he said, "It's so dear to me, this book. My own handwriting, written by his own pen, by his own hand. And all these procedures I know, especially because of him," he said. So this way we see that even when he disappeared, he would never speak to anyone except two personalities, Srila Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Kumud Sant Maharaj. It is said even Bhakti Kumud Sant Maharaj, he started manifesting his illness pastime immediately after Puri Maharaj entered into Nityalila. It was so dear to him because he got him from home and he did everything. So this way we hear that he was such a humble Vaishnav. He would say, "I'm nothing," he would say. Once someone called him a Kanishta Vaishnav, "You're a Kanishta Adhikari. Because you're like Archan so much," he said, "you're a Kanishta Adhikari." And the disciple heard this, he came crying to Puri Maharaj, saying, "Maharaj, what is he saying? He's saying you're a Kanishta Adhikari." He said, "I'm a Kanishta Adhikari." He said, "At least I have Adhikar for something," he said. "No. If a Vaishnava is saying I'm a Kanishta Adhikari," he said, "have Adhikar qualification for something at least now," he said. "You should be so happy," he said. "And you're crying," he said. "Don't cry like this," he said. And then it is said that once, he went to see a god brother, but the god brother did not see him. So then Puri Maharaj, he became so upset, he fasted for 3 days. He said, I've done Vaishnava Aparadha, he said, because the god brother did not wish to see me. He said, I'm only a broom. I'm only a stick in this broom that Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is using to clean this place, this marketplace of the holy name. So this way, so many wonderful instances can be seen in his life. So many. How he preached, the life he led, until his divine disappearance. He touched the lives of so many. Even the Indian Prime Minister also, he touched his life also in some way. It is said for his Vyas Puja, 100th Vyas Puja, the Indian Prime Minister, at that time he was Vajpayee. So Vajpayee also wrote him a letter for his 100th Vyas Puja. He said, Maharaj, you please stay with us longer, he said. You stayed with us for 100 years. Please stay with us longer, he said. So you see, even politicians also, he's touching even their hearts. So this way, when he left this world, Gurudev himself said, oh, I feel now that my Guru Maharaj himself has left this world, he said. He said, I did not see him in any way less than my own Guru, he said. And I did not see him in any way less, he said. So this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Puri Goswami Maharaj was a gem of a Vaishnav who is so purifying, so pure. Now, I shouldn't be saying this. Like recently, I was speaking to one grand disciple of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. I was speaking to him and I asked him, like, why don't you even mention his name in the Jayadwani? No, why don't you even say his name in the Jayadwani? He's like, oh, I don't feel like saying, he said. I was like, what's wrong with you? You're his grand disciple, you don't feel like saying his name in the Jayadwani. He's such a pure Vaishnav, you don't want to say his name in the Jayadwani. He's like, no, I don't feel like saying, he said. I was like, can you imagine a grand disciple doesn't want to say his name? Can you imagine? So anyhow, just by uttering the name of such a Vaishnav like him, all his qualities like humility, everything will also manifest in our hearts. And there is hope in our lives that the mere utterance of the names of such Vaishnavs will purify us so much and will make us advance so much towards the attainment of our ultimate goal. And Shalkalpatarubhishya Kripasandhuja Itanam Bhavnibhya Vaishnavyaun.
Om Gyan Timurandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chakshurundalitam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhu Evacha Vatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pahaja Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj. To our Rupanuga Guru Varga and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we are observing the Vyasa Puja festival of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. He is indeed part of this whole, he's one of our dear well-wishers, part of this family. We know how he has very affectionate and caring attitude toward Srila Gurudev and his family members. In fact, to everyone. From the time that he has been in this family of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we know how he has been rendering wholeheartedly in his whole life, like service to Prabhupada. He's been engaged in publications, seva. He's very well-educated, and therefore, as we've heard from that time, Prabhupada told him that, I want to have a daily newspaper. And he said, I want you to be the editor. I said that he asked, what is the duty of the editor? And so Prabhupada said, when you do your seva, you will understand yourself. So, and indeed, he was doing, and then we can see how he managed everything.
he was doing this Dainik Nadia Prakash. Also, he was writing, because at that time in Gaudiya Math, they not only have daily newspaper, they have weekly, they have monthly also. So they have this weekly Gaudiya magazine. So he was also writing for there. Later on, they have Gaudiya, that one, Param Gurudev, he continued after Prabhupada's disappearance. And anyhow, from that time he was working on, he knows that this is one of the main service, especially for Prabhupada's preaching. This is the Brihad Mridanga. So wholeheartedly he is doing this and is very happy in performing this seva, and anyone also engaged in this seva. We know that until, even in his old age, we may see his picture when he was young, he can stand straight, but later on, he his age even more than 100, how his back is already so bent, we can see pictures. But that did not stop him from writing. They would even have to put wooded, a wood support to his back, and so he could continue writing like this. And we know how he's very happy. Our Srila Gurudev is writing many books, and especially for the Hindi language. So he was one of the very much giving support and encouragement to Srila Gurudev. He was telling Srila Gurudev that every new every new book that comes out, immediately sent to him. So he gives so much encouragement and blessings to Srila Gurudev for this. And he's telling Srila Gurudev, this, you've done so much very good seva to Prabhupada. So, of course, all these books, Srila Gurudev now is translated into English and to many other languages. So we know how Srila Gurudev have been able to serve him as well. Gurudev would always mention how in Devananda Gaudiya Math, sometimes he would stay there, and Gurudev had that opportunity to also serve him, as he served many other Prabhupada disciples. So one time Gurudev would always tell the story, he was with him in the Panchaveni, in the Ganga. It's very near the Devananda Gaudiya Math, the ghat there. And Gurudev would always take bath there every day. No, it wasn't that. Was it that in the river? It was there. So then it was said that Gurudev's lota was carried away by the Ganga's water. And so Srila Bhaktipramod Puri Maharaj, he said, finally, now no more attachment for you. This was the last thing that he was bringing from his previous grihastha life. And so Srila Bhaktipramod Puri expressed that now you're completely free. Ganga's taken everything like this. So he would sometimes tell Srila Bhaktipramod Puri Maharaj about this, and they would laugh. Anyhow, we know that even in his old age, he would give so much guidance. At that time, he was already more than 100 years, but he took the responsibility of being the chairman of the World Vaishnava Association. And many different Gaudiya Maths and different Vaishnava societies taking his guidance. I know for one, because even before coming to Srila Gurudev, leaders of our community were coming to them, and it was him, Srila Bhaktipramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, who gave instruction how to properly worship the deity. We don't know anything about all these principles of these things with rasabhas like that. So there was this, we had this murti of Mahaprabhu and Nitai Gaur, and then Radha Krishna together. Then he was actually explaining this, that put them in separate sections. So then there'll be no rasabhas like that. But one of the most important thing that he was teaching, especially all the Vaishnavas, and for that reason, that's why he was taking charge, is to help everyone be very careful from committing Vaishnava aparad. He produced this very nice book, The Heart of Krishna, and everything about Vaishnava aparad is mainly just all different instances of different accounts in the Shastra, showing how dangerous it is to commit Vaishnava aparad. So by his lectures and by this book, then Vaishnavas from all over the world, from every different society, sometimes there's always this sectarian mood and some feeling of competition, and they start with talking about controversy, but then showing, oh, I'm better than you, my guru is better than you, like this. So he's always, he was there warning everyone, be very careful, this is very dangerous, commit Vaishnava aparad. So in that book, he has written so many of these different pastimes, showing how dangerous it is. Also, we know he said he himself is example of how properly doing archan. So we know how much in every Gaudiya Math, mostly deities were installed by him. So today we are observing his Vyasa Puja. We can pray unto his lotus feet. Right now, his followers and this family of Srila Prabhupada are all over the world. And up to now, he is continuing giving nourishment to everyone from all his books, from the teachings of all he has written in the articles, in the magazines that he has published. Up to now, they're continuing helping everybody and nourishing everyone's bhakti. So the whole world is actually indebted to him, and therefore on this day, at least on this day, we give some homage to him and worshiping him or praying for his blessing, that truly by his blessing we can be just as he served his Gurudev very nicely, we can become very qualified servant of our Srila Gurudev and be a bona fide member of this family of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vancha Kalpataru Vistra Kipa Sindhu Vyavacha Vatitanam Bhavashu.
This Chaturmasya time, this Vrindavan Dham, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Bhaktas, other Sampradaya, everybody is doing tapasya austerity. Chaturmasya Vrata, very seriously following. Until Mayavadi Sampradaya also, they are following Chaturmasya. But Chaturmasya following, what is good fruits? No satsanga, no sadhusanga, then is Chaturmasya no giving any fruits. Sadhus near is all controlling power, managing power, all capacity they are near. So now, this Chaturmasya time, this God gift, Guru Varga, there is, appears. Like Janmashtami time, Nandusav, after many, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there is appears, helping for this sadhakas, jivas, teachings for. So Maharaj appears today, but before is Kartik Vrata. Now is soon coming Kartik Vrata. To telling his teachings, everybody is Tinadupi Sunich. How is Vaishnava Dharma? following in life, practicing, everybody is teaching. Tinadupi Sunich, only reading and writing, speaking for no. In life his need is practicing. First, he meeting within this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like God brothers, yeah, his followers, the Bhaktiratna Thakur. He is telling him, you are learning classical music. This music is all our local people, ordinary people, materialistic people, enjoy for their happiness, for you are now learning this musical, this flimmy, artificial, all this musical program you learning. But you are even one word, one songs, one line, one melody, one tone for using for God. This is God for presentation, yeah, God for offer. So then he is very shy. He is thinking, before is everywhere this people is like music, like his songs, this and that, many melody learning, this harmonium, guitar, many other instrument which is they playing. So Maharaj's childhood do his house has ditties, but there is all sojas, the singing songs, these bowl songs, many, many songs. But he thinking, he's telling this is, the songs is for God glories and God happiness for all singing every day, morning, evening, many, many songs. But Bhaktiratna Thakur saying, no. This Rasabhas, anything is for our enjoy, for our choiceful, not favorable, not anukul, anusilan, then this is useless. This is karma and also bad fruit coming. That time he is discussing, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur at a time many songs is he already writing. Kalyan Kalpataru, Saranagati, Jaman Bhavali, Sadhaka and Siddha for different songs. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is arranging Narottam Thakur Prarthana and giving him. Then every day, evening program, and he Bhaktivinoda Thakur helping, teaching. And what happened? Then telling, you come Navadvip, I'm meeting within this Gurushodhar Babaji Maharaj. And he is now Siddha Baba, Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all are with his meeting. He came, by the time Gurushodhar Babaji Maharaj disappears. After they are gone, meeting within Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, this Namhatta program, this is not his ordinary material program. This program is spiritual program. You follow. But you are going and meeting within this Vimala Prasad. Vaswanavi Daita Das, you are meeting with him. Then he is starting this nice songs and program, this within Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other group with his, going everywhere, a nice program. At a time, his college complete university, then he is now India government give service, is now port commissioner post, his service now. Lot of respect and high post, and everybody like him, but he is inviting his senior, junior, other company, everybody is for this program for, Namhatta program for. They are every day new places they are arranging this program. Very nice, the singing songs after the explaining. And people, why for, what is benefit get coming this program, Kirtan, they are explaining. Sometime after, himself is left his everything and he's come Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math come Prabhupada near, then Prabhupada giving a lot of service. See, service is quickly give you relationship within God. God service, then God with relation. Ordinary people service for your desire, then ordinary relation. Then quickly you getting this relation, you serving. Then he's serving. Prabhupada giving Harikatha class, also Mangalarti, after Kirtan, after class, after this Bhaktivinoda Institute school, after many seva, Grantha seva, evening, afternoon Gaurarati, evening, he's all following morning to evening all program, then very restless. No eating for time, no resting for time, no chanting for time. Look, three times coming arati, and after Harikatha, Kirtan, class, after temple service, then when chanting Harinam, when eating, when sleeping, he cannot possible managing. Then he one day he is gone Prabhupada near. Prabhupada, you are telling Mahaprabhu's mission, your mission, he everybody is chanting 64 rounds. So when I am chanting, early morning, Mangalarti to night time until 10:30, 11 o'clock, no time. Then all time service. When I am chanting, Guru Mantra chanting or Maha Mantra chanting, when? Then Prabhupada say, okay, now how many hours you sleeping? Say 6 hours. 6 hours? This is too much. Say no. Less, more 2 hours. Then 2 hours for you, then chanting these 2 hours. Then he say, okay, Prabhupada, you giving bless and then possible, otherwise I can control. After he is practicing Harinam. Also, Prabhupada tell no, you speaking Harikatha also. Then every day he is speaking Harikatha. Prabhupada by order and desire. Also he nice song singing. So new devotees, everybody come, they have no melody, no tone, they don't know anything. Prabhupada saying every day you teaching them new all devotees Kirtan program. They learning all. And Prabhupada sometime calling him and say, hearing Prabhupada, his Kirtan. And Prabhupada, all magazine, everything he's checking. He's writing, translating, after this, Prabhupada is checking. Prabhupada one day saying, how are you managing? Everyday magazine, printing, then need some cost, paper cost, many other things needed. And say, Prabhupada, you not taking money? Say, one Maharaj name is Bhakti Sodha Ashram Maharaj. And other name is Bhakti Sar Maharaj. There are other God brothers helping. They distributing magazine and something donation coming. Next paper printing, writing, buying and printing and distributing. Then Prabhupada say, okay, you writing and you printing, anything is needed, you are asking me, I am helping in you. But he say, never problems come this life. Never asking Prabhupada, why? Guru Seva for came, not making gurus for his, like his big heavy weight. Oh Gurudev, giving this maintenance, this, no. So they are very simple. And Maharaj, how is he is serving Prabhupada, then telling his God, all God brothers, when Prabhupada such a disciple, sir, many times asking him, oh, Maharaj, Prabhupada has desire many, many other centers. There is you going and teaching and helping. like kirtan, seva, archan, and all things you're teaching. Anybody in life not practicing, then how their progress coming? And they are no understand anything. They're not learning, they're not hearing, anything doing, own choiceful. Then one time, this, like, did an installation. Then he is doing very, finally very old program, all things he is following. Then at a time, and outside is big gathering, many people come, and big festival, did an installation. Then all saying, why you late? Why temple closed? Why not offering bhoga? All are hungry, thirsty, inviting people. Now 12 o'clock passed, 1 o'clock passed, 2 o'clock passed, until 3 o'clock. How all are hungry, thirsty? Why inviting all are, calling you all are? Then his near is, his godbrothers are requesting. Then he's saying, okay, you have everything bringing for bhoga, you give me, and after you distributing prasadam. Before Gaudiya Math, not like these rules. Without bhoga coming, then not possible distributing prasadam. Then big fight coming, big problem. Shastra has no like this permission and no order. First offering bhoga, aruti finish, then, but special day, special program, then, and people is, local people invited, there is come for only on Jaipur prasadam, tasting and they enjoying, they are running. But they don't like any austerity. Then, after what happened? Oh, like Mahapurush time, Advaita Prabhu inviting, and big storm, big rain, big, like, flood come. People now forget his hunger and thirst. Like is everything breaking and going. Then say, what doing now? Studying Kirtan Mahamantra? Sitting front of the tree? Now, where going? Thousand people. All are peaceful and chanting Mahamantra, Kirtan, and Maharaj Abhishek complete, all program complete, like 4 o'clock now evening. Then offering bhoga, arati, Krishna, like one time Arjuna is promised, oh, I am killing Jayadrath. Today, otherwise I am doing suicide for me, I am burning myself, I am killing myself. Then evening time come, then sunset, but that time Arjuna arranging this fire, is jumping. So Krishna himself, Chakra Sudarshan is closing this sun, covering sun. Now Krishna Chakra Sudarshan take out, and sun is now arising, then Jayadrata front of, telling Arjuna, quickly killing, in front of your enemy. All are restless, but Arjuna is shooting and killing. The Maharaj is starting this archan and program, then people is restless, somebody abusing, somebody anything is telling too much, but is Maharaj can care. And Godbrothers are restless, oh, why are you doing too late, too much? And then big storm and big rain, big problems, then all are hiding, all coming temple inside, and no shouting, nothing. After all finish, arati finish, sun rising, like is midway, afternoon, like 12 o'clock. Big sun, but not evening. Evening meaning like 4 o'clock, past, now crane. And then after arati, giving prasadam. And looking that time, how many types of preparation is come. People arranging lot of things and bringing, offering bhoga and distributing prasadam. People very happy and satisfied. So, telling Vaishnavir Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bujhoi. Our this Rupa Sanatana Gaudiya Math these deities also he is installing. Devananda Goldie Mutt deities. All, anywhere is any deity installation, all are calling him. And he is never telling, I am not going. He is Nirapeksha Vaishnava. He has no that time sevak, no temple. He is continuous state in Chaitanya Goldie Mutt. Before he is sometime here and there, after Bhaktivedanta Madhava Goswami Maharaj near is staying. Long time, after he disappears, Bhaktivallabha Tirtha Goswami Maharaj near staying. But last of time, he is opening some center, Gopinath Goldie Mutt, after some other center. So, he is, but inviting all Gaudiya Bhakta devotees. Sometime he is inviting. In Ambika Kalna, big Kirtan festival, all are inviting. Today's nice program. And now 12 o'clock passed. Then his sevaks are asking, Gurudev, you are doing archan only. So no anything, rice, dal, sabji, anything. And nothing, how what offering bhogo? Nothing, also inviting many people. Then what doing? Then he say, look, I am serving him, this Ananta Bhaskar. He is arranging everything, you don't be worried. Our duty, Harinam, our duty, Hariseva. What he is giving Jiva, this is not his asking condition, no question. Wait. You watering trees. Trees giving fruit, you are not giving. Other cutting tree. Like your nature, no good. You serving, good fruit coming. After 1 o'clock, all are restless. Same after looking, oh, many people came, cooking man came, all luggage come, and fruits come, everything. Quickly happen, our all cooking like is heaven to came, all demigods. And all offering bhoga, and all are eating, feeding, and glorify Maharaj, and then gone. So Maharaj lifetime saying, he is writing one books, Tulasi, Ganga, and Vaishnava. Tadiyo. So serving Tulasi, then God will be happy. And Vaishnava, God expansion. God not all time coming, he is sending his near and dearest. But you serving them, then God will be happy. And Ganga, Ganga serving necessary. Ganga drinking, Ganga bathing, Ganga worshipping, remembering, God will be happy. He is saying very simple. Bhakti is not too hard. Bhakti's program is not too much. Very easy. But you practicing in your life. Many other sampradaya, this, they coming and asking Maharaj near, Mahaprabhu, what is special Mahaprabhu is giving? Say, Mahaprabhu, what is special giving? You doing tapasya and austerity, but you not get liberation. Long time tapasya, after not your feelings, anything, realization. No, God with his love and affection. But Mahaprabhu is came, Mahaprabhu spreading and distributing God love. How serving God? All has no taste, all has no desire. The Mahaprabhu giving teaching process. What? First, Mahaprabhu childhood to telling, oh, follow Ekadashi. Your 11 senses will be qualified. Ekadashi following all time. Big strength and energy coming, and then you will be qualified. After Ekadashi following, then Tulasi Seva, Ganga, and Vaishnava direct you near. There God expansion, God incarnation, God person. With them relation, then everything, but by the respect and faith. But this how can coming? Then he say, without Charanamrita, not eating. You wait. Abhishek, Charanamrita, then Guru Puja, Vaishnava Puja, then after taking Charanamrita, then any prasadam taking. Then respect and faith is increasing. So he is sevaks for never angry, never disturb, again and again teaching. But sometime problem create. Is one time, lifetime, he has lot of fever. Then he asking Bhakti Ratna Thakur, you telling Kartik month, early morning bathing, then doing archan first, and after kirtan, bhograg everything. But I have now fever. Then how can I bathing? And I am too much suffering. Bhakti Ratna Thakur saying, here nearby one ponds and lake, there you bathing, and come quickly. Say, my body is sinking, no strength. You go bathing. And cold water, you know, Bengal ponds, very cold water. And he's gone bathing, one time, two time, three time, bathing and come. He's no fever, nothing. He's doing archan after seva. She said, prarabdha coming, but you are not, will be disturbed. You try to follow your all program, bhakti's program. Then God smiling and happy, all prarabdha, all removing, throwing, and you will be clean and free. After asking Bhakti Ratna Thakur next, oh Prabhu, please tell me, how this possible, my all sickness gone, everything is gone. Say, look, this water it is, you're doing everyday work, abhishek, your Thakurji. So there is your British Charanamrita, everything. But this Charanamrita has power. Anytime any problems coming, then they are helping. But you are strong. And then sometime he is in Jagannath Puri. Old age, complete body like become old. Then he say, hey, early morning chanting and sevaks are nearby. Then, hey, room is set fire, burning my body. Take out me. Quickly take out. Too much fire. Oh, I can't toilet now. Why is throwing all cloth? He said, too much. Then there is no Gurudev, no fire. So no, burning. You take out. Take out him. Then he said, little later, oh, this Calcutta near one branch is Behala. See this, there is Pujari doing wrong. In night time, Thakurji seven time, Bengal, not all temple doing seven arati. They only give them one gibbicks and one incense, giving and putting, and seven Thakurji is giving, sleeping for bed and coming. The lamp is, ghee lamp is running. But anyhow, this fire is catching bed, after catching Thakurji's body, all burning temple room. Pujari is sleeping. The Maharaj, too much sad. And there too, he say, I am quickly going. He is calm and looking, all burning. Say, sevak aparad, oh, coming and touching for authority guru. Then he is praying, crying, fasting, and doing next Mahabhishek and sevaka's foolish ignorance. They have no love. They are not thinking anything. Doing all time wrong. Then he is many days after doing like crying, praying, fasting and doing Nam Sankirtanam. Calling Vaishnavas. They are nice Kirtan festival. Harinam Sankirtanam like doing. Proper time, proper Sashtakur. Telling, oh, somebody is singing this Sirupa Manjari Pada. Then telling, calling this Bhakti Rakas Sridhar Maharaj. He is calling other. He said, no. Calling Pranamananda. He is singing. Then singing, Prabhupada very happy. His songs with Prabhupada very happy. After his Chapahati, Gurgadha temple, there he is took sannyas. And they are big program arranging. 3 days program, all Vaishnava, Gaudiya Sampradaya, other to came, many Brahmins, many priests, many other. This Gaudiya Mot, there he took sannyas. and sannyas after his program, preaching program. All mostly Chaitanya Gaudiya Bhakti Madhava Goswami Maharaj, all time is calling and inviting him program. So he is going with him, everywhere calling he is going. Not telling I am not going, I am sick, I am weak, no, going. After people giving pranami, one day his Maharaj is taking all pranami, gone, Bhakti Madhava Goswami Maharaj near. Maharaj, you are taking this pranami. See, this is for you, people giving you, respecting you. Say, no, people not know me. I am with you, anybody, anything is giving, this is not for me, this is for you. Say, no, Maharaj, no need for me. But Maharaj said, no. No need, you give me cloth, you give me prasadam, you give me my fare, you take care of me, you are my guardian. Why I am taking? Very simple. He never thinking. People, anything is giving, but he has no any attachment. All time he is free. All time he is free. So later telling this, he is going, any bhaktas, devotees inviting, he is going for program. But he is telling, okay, first is you worshipping Vaishnavas. Like Behala Gaudiya Math Bhakti Kamu Santa Maharaj, he is opening center. Before big problem, after he is inviting all God brothers, then Puri Maharaj came, other Maharaj came, then nearby neighbors are creating many problems. Then Puri Maharaj telling, asking these neighbors, what is problem? He is also Brahmin families, highest royal Brahmin family, and then they are also Brahmin. Say, no, here Calcutta opening temple, and all Shudra worshipping and offering bhoga and doing kirtan, and they are wearing Brahmin thread. Then Puri Maharaj giving very nice answer and sweetly, very all are pleasing. After this saying, okay, now you giving dikshas, not taking Santa Maharaj's diksha. Then what say Puri Maharaj? You know, Ganga flowing. You not like to bathing Ganga, not drinking. You going is pond and lake inside is bathing for or drinking for. I am come from outside. I am not forever. Here is Bhakti Mata Santa Maharaj, like Mandakini, Ganga. You not understanding. Like Devananda Pandit, no understanding. Mahaprabhu, Sivas Pandit. Bhakrishna Pandit, mercy. Then he changing. The Bhakti Pramod Muni Maharaj saying, you has no faith for Maharaj, you overtake your crossing and come my near, you no understanding anything. Then he is teaching very nicely Santa Maharaj's glories and respect for, and after he is taking Santa Maharaj's diksha, and neighbors all are changed, happy. Mostly many where is opening center here starting, then many problems. Why? Ghost, who is Brahmarakhas, Pret, Joni, many, many, Tal, Betal, all are is, they don't like Kirtan, they don't like Harikatha, they don't like Mahaprasadam, they don't like Sadhus. Looking then burning, big heart burn, big jealousy. But Maharaj cooling all. Not one place is, one time is, I am within Maharaj, that time is Bhakti Vaibhavpuri Maharaj temple opening, this, this called is Baleshwar, Barabati, Bhakti Mata Unamata Center. Then I am present, also same starting Kirtan and Yajna and Harikatha, and neighbors nearby, all throwing stone and shouting, hey, stop this loudspeaker, no hair will be this Kirtan, all are not sleeping, early morning starting, 4:30, 4 o'clock this program, sleeping time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanting, many things, all here and there. Puri Maharaj never going inside doom. He outside, it's front of Tulasi, he's chanting. They are came and shouting within Maharaj. Maharaj looking, then asking, what you need? What do you want? They stop this program all. This is our village and center, our house, residence. Why opening hair center? You go outside jungle. This is not sadhu's place. This is villagers' place. Oh, big, big shouting. That time what happened? Maharaj, chanting Hare Krishna, like Shabda Brahma, early morning, he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Ha Prabhupada, Ha Gurudev. He's chanting. He can care. They're talking, shouting, abusing. Maharaj not giving any answer, closing eyes and chanting. And all are inside rooms, so sleeping. Yeah, what they're doing, I don't know. That person is one, two, until 30, 40 people came. And too much abusing. Maharaj, he's chanting. But sometime after, all people is not shouting, they're sitting. After Bhakti Bhapuri Maharaj come out, he Udiya, all their Udiya, Maharaj is taking stick. Say, animal, yep, too much abusing. You know like Kirtan? Going Jamloko, I'm sending no Jamloko. He's taking stick and shouting and all running, say killing, everybody's killing. Our house is breaking, all breaking, giving fire. Very danger person. Baba, how is strong? He can care anybody. After people is gone complaining, police near, police come. Also that time Bhakti Puri Maharaj outside, he's chanting. Police came asking what happened here. So nothing. Baba, Kali Yuga. Amra Harinam Korchi Sokale Gatradaha Hoche. Like all are chanting Harinam, they are burning. No, without fire they're burning. What can I do? How can cooling them? All are not doing anything or chanting Harinam. Police officer, everybody came. Bhakti Puri Maharaj come out. He's saying, this center is Bhakti Thakur Namatta, not today. Oh, 300, 400 years before Mahaprabhu's footprint is here. Bhakti Thakur opened Namatta. Nice Kirtan Harikatha running, but these people is all are is bogus. They are no like Kirtan Harikatha. They DJ, dance, drama, this and that, shouting. They like these things, but not Harinam liking. Then, nicely speaking, then many villagers also come, slow. Like 1 week's program running, after 1 week, 1 week's, only one person is against, mostly all change. Also Puri Maharaj going this person against one. His evening time, one sevak with his old berry is going his house, asking, Baba, keno raggorcho, Harinam karo, like this. Aplo, you are chanting Harinam, why you are angry? Don't be angry, chanting Harinam, you will be happy. Bas, telling his wife is, this person wife, saying yes. After other, coming, program, bas, mostly change. After there is now is nice center. So any times Harikatha is starting, program starting, then is this these things happen. But Vaishnava, how is toilet and patience? I'm looking. A Rupa Sanatan opening? How many times attacking, fighting, how many problems? But people is crazy people. They don't like Harinam. Other things they like, but Harinam no like. Harinam, then they're getting liberation. Then life is finished. This is last end of day. But Jamalok going for ready. But Golok Vrindavan going for not ready. Jamalok going, punishment, this is much better. But Maharaj explaining very nicely, very sweetly, changing. So our good luck, God desire with the Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas, they come this world. They are helpful for us. They are remembering and that also their mercy and grace is coming. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Chau.